And so now I invite you to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Just become comfortable in your seat, allowing it to support you. And take that deep healing breath, that breath that centers you in the truth of your being. And as you continue to gently breathe, breathing in and breathing out, know that every breath is holy, every breath is divine, every breath is God breathing you. And as you exhale, just be willing to release anything that is keeping you from being fully present to this sacred moment. For we know without a doubt that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, not just in this sanctuary, but any place that you can ever be. God indwells you. God and you are one. And so we move now into this sacred moment, celebrating two universal spiritual truths. One, that the divine energy we call God is pure goodness, pure wholeness, pure light. And two, we are on this earth to be God in expression. We are here to be the love and the light and the wisdom of the divine. Our entire lives are spiritual journeys to align with the oneness we are. The kingdom of God is within you. This is a spiritual law. And as spiritual beings, you are never separated from your source. No matter how dark the night may seem, there is always light. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "We must learn to establish ourselves in the Jesus Christ consciousness of life, light, freedom, and love. I do not believe the lily feels the terrors of the darkness down at the bottom of the pond, nor does it allow the mud and murky water to shut out the light or keep it from reaching for the good provided for it. It keeps pushing. Pushing and surely and intelligently upward toward freedom and light, and we are here to do the same. If we allow ourselves to be guided only by the intelligence within us, we too shall be conscious of only good, and we too will come perfectly into the light as that lily does." And so, moment by moment, thought by thought, each one of us is awakening to our true spiritual nature and the truth that within us there is a strength greater than any weakness, a love greater than any fear, a wholeness greater than any temporary illness. You are a perfect idea in the mind of God. Embrace that now. So I invite you for a few moments to prepare to go into the silence, bringing into your mind's eye any earthly issue that you might be facing right now. It could be an altercation, a relationship issue with another human being. It might be a healing challenge. It might be a prosperity challenge. Whatever it is, I invite you to bring it into your consciousness and see the perfect light and love and peace of God dissipating it into the nothingness which it really is. Do this for a few seconds in the silence. And now, as we come together as a greater church community, a greater spiritual community, let us set the intention this week to make every single situation an opportunity for us to align with the truth of our being. We are so grateful for the greatest of all gifts, and that is the Christ. And we say, in the name and through the power of the Christ presence, thank you, God. And we will end our time of prayer and meditation by joyfully and gratefully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.